Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is April 24th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. In our new Road Signs podcast, Volvo Cheyenne DeSouza and Magnus Gustafson discuss how new connected trucks can boost business, enhance safety practices, and reinforce preventative maintenance plans. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns139. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. Truck tonnage reached 13 consecutive months of year-over-year declines after a slight decrease in March, American Trucking Associations reported Tuesday. The ATA for-hire truck tonnage index dipped 1% year-over-year to 113.4, the second smallest during the 13-month stretch. The result also marked a 2% decrease from 115.7 reported for February. The ATA index is dominated by contract freight rather than spot market freight. In calculating the index, 100 represents the year 2015. Operational and environmental gains can be realized for fleets that favor renewable diesel fuel over battery electric vehicles, according to a new study by the American Transportation Research Institute, announced Tuesday. Along with cost savings tied to infrastructure and vehicle purchase price, the report contends that there are significant negative environmental impacts at play when trucks already using renewable diesel convert to battery electric. ATRI has estimated that a transition to battery electric vehicles for long-haul trucking will exceed $1 trillion in electric infrastructure and vehicle purchase costs over 15 years. Baltimore officials plan to open a deeper channel for commercial vessels to access the city's port starting Thursday, a major step toward reopening the shipping hub that has been closed to most traffic since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being struck by a container ship March 26. The channel will have a controlling depth of 35 feet, a sizable increase over the three other temporary channels established in recent weeks. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.